And so let's take our Bible and turn to Psalm 92, just for a few thoughts from Psalm 92 on this Thanksgiving Day. The title of Psalm 92 says it's a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. And I understand, of course, we don't celebrate the Sabbath day in the same way the Jews did, but today is the Lord's Day, and that's what the New Testament refers to the first day of the week as, the Lord's Day. And so we will look just at a few thoughts from the beginning verses of Psalm 92. With those things in mind. And it says in Psalm 92, verse 1, "It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." And I just thought the first few verses here, and it says in verse 1, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Say, you know, people say, what would be a good thing to do? Well, the Bible says here, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Why is it good to give thanks to the Lord? Well, stop and think about that. Of course, we know that He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. We mentioned that in the message this morning from James chapter 1. But also, think about the fact that God is very worthy of our thanks. According to verse number 2, one of the things that we should do is show forth God's loving kindness. Think about God's loving kindness. That's a reason that it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Because of His loving kindness. Where would we be if God didn't care for us and love us so much? Mankind would be lost. Because God tells in John 3:16 that He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's His loving kindness. To be our Savior, to have a plan of salvation to save mankind. That's God's loving kindness demonstrated to us. God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord because of His loving kindness. Not only in salvation though, but it goes on, doesn't it? Because God's loving kindness is demonstrated in our lives every day. And we referred to the verse this morning in Lamentations chapter 3 that God's mercies are new every morning. His compassions fail not. And think about that. That's because of God's loving kindness. His compassions fail not. So He doesn't just save us and say, now you're on your own. Rather, He saves us and then He watches over us every day. Janetta gave testimony to that today. How that God is so precious and He's with her every day. And we could all say that. God is with me every day. We need to recognize that is His loving kindness. And so it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, not just in general because God is good and God is worthy of our praise, but in particular because of His loving kindness to us. It says to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. God is faithful. The Bible tells us that He's faithful. He won't suffer us to be tempted more than we are able. He is faithful when we are not faithful. Yet He abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself. These are things that the Bible speaks about, the faithfulness of God. And it's something that it makes it good to give God thanks for, His faithfulness to us. Yes, He is faithful to us because of His loving kindness, but God is faithful to His people. It's a great thing to know that God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He is faithful. He's faithful to be there every day in our life. And His loving kindness, His faithfulness are causes for us to say it's good to give thanks to God. Does everything always go our way? Do we always get our own way? No. God sees better than that. God knows better than to do that. And things interfere with us getting our way all the time. But still, God is good all the time. And it's good to give thanks to God for His loving kindness and for His faithfulness and for His making us glad. If you're saved here today, as we mentioned in the message this morning, and you can look back at a time when the Lord saved you, you can say that He's given me a joy in my heart. Doesn't mean we're happy every day in the sense of, again, everything going our way, but there's a deep-seated joy in our life. Well, that fits very well with verse number 4, doesn't it? Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. God's work of salvation has made it so we can be glad. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord because He is His love to us, because of His faithfulness to us, and because of He has made us glad. We ought to be a thankful people because we have a peace in our life, a rejoicing in our heart, a confidence of knowing that God is with us and everything that He has done for us. And so God says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. How do we give thanks? Well, we can say the words. We can pray, and that's giving thanks. We can say to God as we bow before Him, we can say, Lord, thank You for, and we can start naming off things, and that's good. It's good to give thanks that way. It's good to give personally, to give thanks to the Lord in our prayer and in our talking to Him and spending time with Him just to say, Lord, I love You. I thank You for what You've done for me. It was a good thing to do, to give thanks unto the Lord. And He speaks about the verbal part of it here, doesn't He, in the end of the verse, and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. When we speak with our mouth and we sing songs, that is one means of giving thanks to the Lord. So we can pray and give thanks to Him on a personal level. We can get together. We sung some songs tonight. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. We say, well, we sang that as a congregational song together. But who is the song directed to? It's directed to God. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. We sang it together, but it's a praise to God for what He has done in saving us. And so we meet together, we sing songs together, we say this is a way that I can praise God with my mouth. But there is thanksgiving, and then there's what we could also say is thanks living. Because it's easy to say with our mouth something. The old saying is talk is cheap. Right? I mean, you remember you may have heard, I don't remember the whole thing, but you know, the guy who's, you know, says to his sweetheart, I love you so much, I'd swim the deepest ocean, and I'd climb the highest mountain, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but I can't come tonight because it's raining. Well, you know, talk is cheap, right? You say, I'll do all these wild, wonderful things because I just love you so much just to get to you, but though I can't come today because it's not convenient. Well, then the words contradict the actions. And with God, we can say it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord with our mouth, and it is. We should. We ought to, and it's right that we would praise God in our prayer and in our singing. It's good that we do that. But if it doesn't go beyond our lips, then really, what kind of thanks is it? But it says here in verse number 2, to show forth thy loving kindness and thy faithfulness. Well, speaking it isn't showing forth. Speaking it is saying it, speaking forth it, singing it, but to show forth means to demonstrate it with our life. How do we demonstrate our thanks to the Lord through our life? Well, Psalm 116 verse 12 says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? The thought is, Lord, You've done so much for me, I want to thank You, but not only with my lips, but I want to thank You with my life. How can I live my life in such a way that it brings honor to You and shows my thanksgiving and my praise to You? Jesus said, if You love Me, keep My commandments. We know that if we claim to love God and want to do what's right, that we need to get into the Word of God and say, well, I'm going to by God's grace, I want my life to match up with what God desires of me. That shows our true appreciation to God for what He has done for us. Not only our words then, but our lives need to be that which demonstrate or show forth God's praise. In verse 3, He says, upon an instrument of 10 strings. I can't play an instrument of 10 strings. Well, I can play the 88th string thing over there, one key at a time, just a little bit. But I can't play that instrument of 10 strings, but I can, or a harp, but I can live my life in a way which honors God. I can choose to serve Him. I can choose to follow His will and way in my life, and therefore I bring honor and praise to God. Isn't that what Jesus said, that we should let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven? That means that Jesus was saying, so live your life that people through your life praise God or thank God. So that's living a life that brings glory to God, that brings thanks and praise to the Lord. And verse number 5 says, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. God's works are great. God deserves our praise. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise, to give praise to Him, because He has done so much for us. And so I just wanted to leave us with those thoughts, just a few thoughts this morning, this afternoon, just to think, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Take some time this weekend, particularly, but not just this weekend, not just Thanksgiving, but every day to say, Lord, thank you. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Start thinking about things that God has done in your life, and you'll say, wow, God is good. And you say, it's a good thing to thank Him for that. It's a good thing to return thanks. Sometimes we use that word, would you return thanks for the food? And it's just saying, Lord, thank you. And so we ought to be a thankful people. That's a good thing because He is loving and kind towards us and providing salvation and being with us in our life, and because He is faithful to us and because of the joy that He has brought to our life. And then not only with our lips, but also with our lives. And may God help us to thank Him and praise Him, that people would see Christ in us. They need to hear it from our lips, but they also need to see it in our life, that God has made a difference and changed our life. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you again that we can be here, and thank you for this portion of Scripture. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to think upon these things today, just some simple thoughts. Lord, that we would choose to give you thanks, that we would realize how blessed we are, and Lord, that we would give glory and honor and praise to you. Lord, we do thank you for just so many things, the freedom that we have in our country, the fact that we can have a Bible in our hand today. And Lord, as we think of many people in the world don't have that privilege, we think of salvation that we have, and Lord, to be saved from sin for all of eternity, we thank you for that. And Lord, for the many blessings you bestow upon us. And so, Lord, we do praise you today because you are worthy of all praise and all our thanks, because every good gift and every perfect gift comes from you ultimately. Lord, we thank you for our families, our friends that we can meet together. And Lord, we pray that you be with those who are traveling this weekend. Keep them safe, Lord, and give them a blessed time away, those who are vacationing and enjoying some time. Lord, we pray that you just help them to reflect upon you and your goodness to them even today. And Lord, again, we just pray that our lives would be a testimony of what you've done for us, and that you would be glorified through them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.